USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says talks with the Taliban are dead.
They thought that they had to kill people in order to put themselves in a little better negotiating position. When they did that, they killed 12 people. One happened to be a great American soldier. Can't do that with me, so they're dead.
Talking with reporters at the White House, the president also says secret talks with the Taliban and Afghan government officials were set for Camp David, those talks that were called off after a suicide bomb attack killed a U.S. soldier last week. A federal court reinstated a nationwide injunction Monday against President Trump's rule that denied asylum to anyone who passed through another country en route to the United States. The administration's policy would force migrants to apply for asylum in the first country they arrive after fleeing their home country instead of passing through Mexico into the United States and then requesting asylum. You can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
What would you do if your bank accidentally made a six-figure error in your favor? Well, what one couple allegedly did in Pennsylvania has them in hot water. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A Pennsylvania couple is facing charges for allegedly going on a spending spree after a bank mistake left six figures in their account. A teller at BB&T accidentally put $120,000 in Robert and Tiffany Williams' bank account back in May. Rather than notify the bank about the mistake, police say the couple spent most of the money in just a matter of weeks.
A northern Alabama high school is removing bathroom stalls to stop teens from smoking and vaping. Parent Brandon Campbell tells NBC News the new rules seem a little bit excessive.
They usually have a truancy officer or a police officer at the school. Have them monitor the hallway.
Administrators at Wilson High School in Florence, Alabama, took the move after one student was found passed out in a stall after vaping. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration is looking to privatize mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which were put under government control back during the financial crisis in 2008. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin tells Fox Business that Congress has not shown much interest in doing it.
The first step is we are in the process of negotiating with the FHFA on our current lines, and we expect in the near term we'll have an agreement where we will allow both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to retain their earnings, which will be a significant increase in capital and a step in the right direction to us ultimately raising third-party capital.
Another star has made a court appearance in the college admissions cheating scandal. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
With sentencing set for September 13th, federal prosecutors are asking a judge to sentence Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman to a month in jail for her role in the college admissions bribery scandal. Prosecutors said she acted out of a sense of entitlement or at least moral cluelessness. Huffman's lawyers argued she should get a year of probation, 250 hours of community service, and a $20,000 fine instead. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, Dr. Oz's mother is being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Dr. Oz says he completely missed the signs that his 81-year-old mother's health was failing, and he also admits now that he carries the gene as well for Alzheimer's. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.